Welcome to Capital Arguments again for the 25th of November, 2022. This is a quick show where we remember Capital Arguments columns from times gone by. I am your host, Jim Thompson. This show is exclusively sponsored by C.R. Meyer of Oshkosh, Wisconsin. C.R. Meyer can be reached at crmeyer.com, that's C-R-M-E-Y-E-R.com, or by calling them at 800-236-6650. Now for today's column. Today's column is from May of 2013 and is titled Built-In Maintenance. When I was a teenager on the farm, we had an ancient Alice Chalmers self-propelled combine. If I remember correctly, this machine had 167 grease fittings. In wheat season, early in the morning, while we were waiting for the dew to dry, my younger brother's job was to grease all of these. He was anal then, still is, and had every one of them memorized. He was also small enough to crawl in some of the places where they hid. After an hour, he would come out looking like he'd been tarred and feathered, greasy and covered with wheat chaff. Dad would send him to the creek for a bath. We did not have indoor plumbing. Modern combines, even at that time, had the grease fittings piped and clustered into two or three banks on the outside of the machine. You could take a grease gun and just run down the banks. Took about 10 minutes. I have seen capital project installations in pulp and paper mills, even relatively new installations, that were done with about as much thought for maintenance as our ancient combine. I have seen pumps and motors tucked into places where it would take licensed spelunkers to find them, let alone do maintenance on them. Likewise, fussy automatic valves are found high in the air over other equipment accessible only by hot air balloon. An elegant post-startup capital project is done with thought and care for maintenance as well. Monorails are installed. Galvanized steel structures and stainless steel pipe should be de rigueur. On or under budget and proper functions are just two of the legs of a three-legged stool in capital projects. Ability to maintain is the third. Heck, it wouldn't hurt for you to stroll over to the maintenance department and ask for their input on your design, would it? Thanks for listening to our show. Remember, for all your construction needs, call C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.